Locker room chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA. We're talking Jeff West basketball. We got the girls coach, Justin Schwinn, joining us here for a few minutes, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Coach, certainly a lot to talk about here. You know, you guys, let's start last week. You play in the Top Gun tournament at Wellsville. Certainly some really good competition there. You saw Spring Hill. You beat Christ Prep and then saw a familiar opponent in that fifth place game with Nemaha Central. You know, what are just some of those takeaways from that tournament and kind of the experience and just overall thoughts from how your girls performed in the midseason tournament last week?
Yeah, there's no doubt that tournament's a tough tournament. Obviously lost to Spring Hill. Spring Hill went on to win the tournament for the second or third year in a row, and then ended up beating Christ Prep, which was good, kind of get some confidence back. And then obviously we got to play Nemaha Central again, and it's a tough matchup for us. They had a girl that came in that didn't play much and hit five threes against us, which that hurt. But our girls, we got a lot of girls on the floor, got some experience that way, and then had to regroup quick because we had a busy next week as well.
What has been just kind of your overall thoughts on the Big East League? Of course, now just being the new league with the new additions like St. Mary's, Rossville, you know, Silver Lake and St. Mary's, you know, getting those teams kind of bunched into the schedule and just kind of experience this new league for the first time here this season.
Yeah, there's not weeks off. That's our game nights off. That's for sure. Every night's a competitive game, and you've got to be good and on your game to be able to compete. It's a challenge for sure.
Yeah, and it was a quick turnaround after that, you know, last game of the tournament on Saturday against Nemaha Central. You got right back into league play on Monday, and always a tough trip to make to Rossville. And how about this score, 70-65? You guys come out on top. Just talk about your team's performance there, and obviously a nice way to start after that midseason tournament.
It was a nice one for us. I was a little nervous coming off a Saturday game, playing again on Monday, but the girls responded well. We had Emmy Dean, a freshman for us, really stepped up and had 24 points and just brought a lot of energy to the team. Rossville's good. They're missing the Burdick girl, but the Riley Dick, man, she made plays. We were trying to box and win her. She still had 38 points against us. So credit to them. They found ways to score, but ultimately, we had a big third quarter and ended up pulling it off.
You guys got six games here left in the regular season. Two of those are going to be non-league games, and then one of those tomorrow night. You get Waubunsee at home, you know, pretty quick turnaround. Or I shouldn't say quick turnaround. You've had a little bit of time with the game being on Monday against Rossville, but a little bit of time to prep with Waubunsee. What do you know about them and just kind of the challenges and expectations for your game tomorrow night?
Yeah, it was kind of a blessing to have kind of the Monday-Friday game. We had some time in here in the middle that I gave the girls a day off of practice. And, heck, last night we went out and watched the Lady Wildcats in Manhattan play as a team. So that was fun for us. But Marysville's next. Or not Marysville. Waubunsee's next. We've already played Marysville. I think you're referring to the game at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah,
that was rescheduled earlier.
Yep.
So Waubunsee's next. I think I saw 12-3-1 or something on their schedule, on their record, and watched some of their stuff, and they look talented as well. So it's going to be another challenge for us, and that's what we look forward to. And then next week we continue with Sabetha, and I believe Holton after that. So it's a grind, man.
Yeah, certainly no nights off. You mentioned in the Big East, but you get a couple non-league tilts here, you know, to wrap things up as well. But nonetheless, Waubunsee, the opponent for Jeff West tomorrow night. That's Justin Schwinn, Jeff West girls basketball coach, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.